Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From the Blogulator.com.
This is Blogulator Radio.
Skewering and fawning over all things television. For the Fancy Pants Gangsters.
Network.
Netcast.
Network. Netcast Network.
I'm Bridget.
I'm Qualler.
And our opinions are valid. The Grammys are on tonight.
Woo! Grammys. It's a little too soon.
We didn't watch them.
We're watching them right now.
Out of respect.
We're watching them right now.
For other stuff. Well, okay, we just turned the Grammys on just now. It's about 9:39 p.m.
There's
on a Sunday evening.
Lady in the background with hipster glasses. What's up with that?
We have it on mute. A couple of fat guys.
Yeah.
Arms around each other.
We should just live vlog
what we think is happening. Who's this jerk?
I don't know.
Talking?
What's with your hair, dude? This is the guy, if you watched it
last night, Dawson Leary called.
The Dawson Leary, but old guy with a gray beard and Harry Potter glasses. It's the In Memoriam.
Perfect.
Seriously, though.
Oh, Amy Winehouse. Bad year for song.
Yeah. Bad year for songwriting.
Nick Ashford. He's dead.
Death. Yeah.
Who else died?
I heard from my Twitter friends about 10 minutes ago that somebody performed Rhinestone Cowboy. I'm definitely going to find that online tomorrow.
Why? He didn't die.
I know, right? No, I think this was unrelated. Oh, Heavy D? Also, I forgot about that. Wait. Back up. They showed Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs.
Well, he revolutionized the way we listen to music, Mark.
Steve Jobs. I mean, sorry, Apple computer that I'm talking to.
Yeah.
But come on, music? No.
Yeah.
And they barely touched on Nate Dogg, which is a much, much bigger than Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Grammys. Happy Grammys.
Yeah. We were watching, as you know by now.
We
Whitney
like
Houston.
Vampire. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, let me.
Finish. As you know by now, something else.
Whitney Houston passed away, and, you know, that's really tragic and sad and everything. But what I want to talk about is CNN, specifically HLN, which is what they call headline news now, HLN.
Yeah. We had some grown-ups staying with us this weekend, so we had to watch CNN.
Yeah.
Or Nickelodeon for grown-ups.
That's what I call it, Nickelodeon for grown-ups. Because whose parents don't love to just turn on CNN? And specifically my parents were very confused and I'd say borderline upset by the fact that I was able to find out about Whitney Houston's death faster than CNN.
Because of the tweets?
Because I was reading it on Twitter rather than CNN, and I was trying to explain, well, CNN is actually just reading.
The internet is taking over television.
It is.
But anyway.
The internet's taking everything over. Anyway.
So Whitney Houston died.
It's a sad, tragic
thing.
Yes.
CNN covered it.
And I'm not the type of person that normally tells people to go to hell.
Wow,
but I think everybody on HLN should go to hell.
Qualler, I'm shocked and saddened that you feel that way and are alienating all of our listeners who probably work for HLN.
I'm sorry, anybody who works for HLN, I'm sure you're just fine. But come on, don't waste my time about speculating about somebody's death, and it's just terrible. And
so you didn't like that? You felt like it was too irreverent?
What?
Wait, what do you like? Why should they go to hell?
Because
I block it out when headline news and CNN.
So what they're doing on HLN today is they're saying we don't know what the cause of death for Whitney Houston is, but if I were to speculate, I'm reading this on TMZ, and what I heard was there was a loud thud, and you don't want to speculate, you don't want to go too far, but I'm just gonna go ahead and probably assume there was foul play. Not gonna go there, not gonna say that, and it's like, you know what? Let the music speak.
Let the police do their jobs.
The police do their jobs. Just let things be. You're terrible. You're all terrible. I am horrified.
Is it just me or
does
Jennifer Hudson's butt look really funny right now?
Good segue. Okay. Yeah, it looks kind of funny.
Another Alicia in funny. Her top half, but...
Yeah, that's probably better.
Oh, Mark. No, she
if
has,
her butt looks funny, then why
she has
all
a beautiful
your...
butt, but it's something about the dress she's wearing is not awesome.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not awesome.
Yeah.
Now we've alienated all the Jennifer Hudson fans, too. So, Whitney Houston, dead at 48. It's yeah. very sad. I remember the first, one of my earliest memories was dancing around and listening to Whitney Houston songs with my mom, so...
Was there a specific story
not
about...
Not that I want to talk about on a podcast.
You. That had to do with potty training.
Well, the how do I know if he really loves me? My mom and I might have changed the words to how do I know if I have to go potty for my potty training. How do I know if I have to go potty?
And that's beautiful.
Yeah, well... There's probably a video of a 2-year-old Bridget singing it somewhere.
Now that's a legacy that we can all be proud about. Thank you, Whitney Houston.
But I feel like we're being too snarky about it, and I really am.
I really don't. I really honestly don't want to. I'm really honestly not being snarky, and I may sound flippant, but it
it's
is
just how his
sad.
Voice sounds.
It's just yeah.
It's very sad. We couldn't not mention it, even though.
Excuse me, the dogs are going crazy. Carry on, Bridget.
We couldn't not mention it, even though this is a television podcast and not a music podcast and the Grammys. And
yeah, TV.
We didn't really watch the Grammys, because who watches the Grammys?
I know, right?
So, you know, sad, sad.
Oh, I know who doesn't watch the Grammys,
who?
Bridget. Bon Iver.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't watch the Grammys because he thinks the Grammys are phony. And anybody who thinks that he's great is just a big old jerk.
Really?
Yeah, he's nominated for Grammys, but he's not attending because he's too good for the Grammys. To which I say, first of all, Eddie Vedder, even though he hated the Grammys too, he at least showed up for the Grammys. And when Pearl Jam won Grammys, he at least went on stage and had the balls to say, you know what, this is kind of meaningless, but thanks. Whereas Bon Iver is just being a dick. I don't really like Bon Iver anymore.
You are full of a lot of feelings of hate tonight. Is
well, I'm just, you know...
Bon Iver is fine.
Yeah. I don't care for his music that much.
I
think it's awfully strange.
Yeah.
That's...
I don't know why they can't just cut a nice record.
Why can't he just sing pretty?
We're talking too much about music. When we didn't even watch the Grammys, and we're supposed to be talking about television.
I know.
So we should talk about what we did instead of watching the Grammys.
Yeah.
Which was watch.
We finished. We finished season 2 of The Vampire Diaries.
We have watched all of The Vampire Diaries.
Ago.
That we can watch on Netflix streaming.
Yep. Which means we have to shift to alternate ways of watching it. Which
means we're going to have to be purchasing some things on iTunes so that we can catch up and watch it live.
Yes.
On the air.
I am so psyched to finally catch up and be able to watch it live.
I
feel like this is like the Twitter social online television intersection event
that
of
we've been
the
missing.
Century that we've been missing for.
I
that
literally
we're just
want to
on.
Quit all of my obligations and make like a cave that's just me
just
and
a
television
Vampire Diaries cave.
And other Vampire Diaries things that I need, like. Bags of blood that I steal from blood banks that are actually
yeah.
grape juice because I don't really want to drink blood.
It seems
and,
like the grape
just do nothing
like...
but catch up on Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Let's work on that.
Okay. So, season 2, like, each episode was crazier than the one that comes before it.
Yeah.
All of season 2 of Vampire Diaries was a crazy, awesome roller coaster.
Yeah.
Of vampires and werewolves and witches.
Yeah.
And it didn't disappoint in the end. I don't know how season 3 is possibly going to keep up with that pace.
I hear it's
even better.
And
continue to be awesome.
I hear it's even better.
How is that possible? It's like Lost.
I hate
to make that comparison, but I feel like there hasn't been a show since Lost where each season has... And I know there have only been 2 that I've seen so far, but each season has gotten more ridiculous and crazy than the one that came before it. And each time you're left thinking, where are they possibly going to take this?
And it just keeps getting crazier.
Yeah.
Just keeps getting crazier.
And awesome.
And more awesome.
So in the final, the episode, the penultimate, the episode before the last episode.
Yes.
Left Qualler and I crying. We watched that one yesterday.
In tears.
Just sobbing. Because...
There used to only be a few shows that did that, and now...
Friday Night Lights was one.
Yep. Six Feet Under sometimes.
Lost
quite a bit.
Which is kind of embarrassing.
It's a very emotional show.
And then, I just wanted the Smoke Monster to be happy.
I know.
And,
It sounds ridiculous when you think about it, but it's true.
And now, so Vampire Diaries, when Jenna died. So right before, was that when we were crying?
Yeah, and you know, I had accidentally read some spoilers about Jenna being killed, so I knew that was coming. And I wasn't expecting to be that moved by it, and in fact, like, when she died, I was like, yeah, you know, Jenna, she's kind of, you know.
Oh, that's not what made you cry?
Well, what?
Oh, because
it
was really touching when she and Elena were talking, and she was like,
yeah,
I was supposed to be taking care of you.
You're right.
That part, that made
that,
me tear up.
That made me.
But what was the part that made us
Tim
really,
Riggins
really cry?
It was like the funeral a few days after, where Elena was reading. It was the voiceover of John Gilbert's note that he wrote.
That's right.
And they were at the cemetery, and it was like this really beautiful note. From John Gilbert, who was totally bad.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, totally all, oh, John Gilbert, he's actually trying to be a good dad.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, that combined with, like, the looks on, like, Alaric's face, that it was, like, all of this fate has, like, taken another potential love away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he was just, like, angry and, like, put a rose on her fresh... burial plots, and then, like, meanwhile, Elena was, like, visiting her technically adopted parents' graves. We never got to meet them, but...
And it was just,
like,
sad.
It was so... It was, like, some 6 feet under-ish right there. It was amazing.
I love about the Vampire Diaries, and I think I was talking to someone about this recently, I think it was my friend Ashley. Tweet at us if you're out there and listening. And
Clay
that's
Sad,
right.
At Clay Sad, yeah.
Who was saying that one of the awesome things about Vampire Diaries is that they're really good at making the characters a lot more complex than just good guys and bad guys. So even though there are clearly good guys and bad guys on this show, almost every bad guy, the more you learn about them, they become like, okay, I get why they're doing that. And
morally
they have motivation.
Ambiguous.
And John Gilbert was a good example where, even up until, like, a couple episodes ago, I was like, I still don't care about John Gilbert at all.
Mm.
Like, I don't feel any sympathy for him at all. And then, in this second-to-last episode, he gives up his life for Elena, and it was actually a total noble, like, he realized that, you know what, I'm not a very good guy, and I've spent my life being not a very good guy, so...
And his biases, his prejudices, he said in his note, were he was never able to get over them, and he hopes she can forgive him and stuff.
Yeah, and it was just, like, that note, it was just, wow, John Gilbert, you made us all cry.
Who knew?
And Jenna, I was always such a boring character, but, like, in the last couple episodes, Jenna had become really cool. I was really disappointed to see Jenna go, because I would have loved to have Vampire Jenna around.
Yeah. But I feel like we already got, like, somebody who is a new vampire thing going with Caroline.
We did, but I don't know.
And then in the final episode... It kind of started like a kind of like a Wire style, like denouement, like wrap up all of the loose ends type of season.
And then
finale.
It got crazy.
And then shit got crazy.
Also, the second to the last episode.
Oh yeah.
I can't believe they didn't actually kill Klaus after all of that.
I know.
And they were just right there. And then for
and
him to be like for Elijah to just look at Stefan and everyone and just say, I'm sorry, and then bam, they're gone.
And then
gone.
Fly away,
and
of
then
course.
Fly away.
Of course.
Yeah, that was
I'm
awesome.
A sucker for... You know, like, the only time that ever happened on True Blood that made me go, like, audibly gasp ever was the time when Eric flew. And it was like, Vampire Diaries is like, well, obviously somebody's gonna fly, like, there's at least, like, five, like, I'm gonna fly away type moments per episode. So,
I just want to time out really quick. The Grammys are still on mute in the background, and there's, like, a this is the Grammys, right?
Yeah.
There's, like, a rave?
Yeah, David Guetta. David Guetta? Is that how you say it, Chris?
I don't know.
Polly?
At Chris, yeah. I don't know. Do kids like raves?
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
Cool again? And is that
they're like glow sticks, but they're like really big glow sticks?
Who's that DJ? He looks like a douche.
They all do. Yeah. I hate young people things.
I don't understand.
What's happening?
This is like Hackers. Like they're inside Hackers, the movie.
Huh.
Glow sticks?
But the glow sticks are really big.
I don't.
Is big the new small?
I guess. And this is also weird because it was like, yeah, Whitney Houston's dead. Hey, check out this rave.
Yeah.
it seems like really ill prepared. And obviously they are ill prepared because, like, you know, shit happens. But, oh, don't worry. It's just the Foo Fighters. It's one of your favorite bands.
I hate the Foo Fighters. All right. Back to Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, sorry.
So we get to the final episode. Klaus and Elijah are gone. Jenna and John are dead.
Yeah.
Alaric is a drunk mess. Damon, meanwhile, has been bitten by
Tyler,
and he's gonna die.
And you were convinced that he was gonna actually
die. I really thought he was, because they have no problem killing people off on this show.
Except that they don't kill off important characters. And Damon is by far the most important.
But it's hard character. To... Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if anyone would kill off a Damon, Vampire Diaries would do it.
Well, though, like I said yesterday, is, like, something about... Stefan said that they were going to sacrifice... Who were they going to sacrifice? They wanted to sacrifice Tyler and...
Caroline.
But instead, they sacrificed Jenna and
Tyler's friend.
And what I said is because they're less important to the show.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
All right.
Zing.
Fair enough.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I guess I wouldn't put it past Vampire Diaries to kill off Damon.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but I would accept that I would be very surprised because he's...
Okay, now there appears to be a giant mouse with a happy face.
What's going on?
And I think he's DJing? I'm scared.
Is that Danger Mouse? Is that what Danger Mouse is supposed to look like?
Oh, I get it.
Turn it up, or
just... No, I don't know.
I just want to hear what this sounds like. Oh yeah, that's Danger Mouse.
Okay, it's Danger Mouse, and people in the background are dressed like Danger Mouse. Put it down. We're not going to get licensing rights.
I'm not sure that I'm comfortable with this. I'm definitely not comfortable with this.
It's,
Foo Fighters.
It's scary.
Did you see how they zoomed in? You see, people are watching this on their cell phones and taking video because
they zoomed in on someone in the audience holding up their cell phone taking video.
I can only
imagine.
We should do a separate podcast someday that's just what parents are probably thinking of this right now.
Right. Why are they all wearing glowy mouse ears?
Is that Mickey Mouse?
Where's that young man's face?
Why are they all wearing sunglasses when it's nighttime?
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I like it. I like it a lot.
Speaking of music,
I want to go to a Danger Mouse thing.
Speaking of music on TV,
on
SNL last night, Carmen, kind of like it.
Yeah.
Kind of like it a lot.
Boring.
It's kind of like fun singing, and then it's like, oh, she can also rap.
Snooze fest.
It's pretty cool. I liked it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Vampire Diaries. So where were we? Ah, yes. Damon. Not dead.
Damon, not dead. Sure.
But I thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
It was scary. Mm. Damon's whole journey with the werewolf bite and, like, thinking that he was back with Catherine and getting fevery.
Damon's whole, like...
That was pretty sad, too.
Yeah, and Damon's, like, emo kind of journey this whole season has been pretty great.
Yeah.
Especially starting with the episode... The last 2 weeks ago, we netcasted about the episode where he
Now Dave Grohl's...
Now he's just watching
and rocking out, too, just like everyone else.
This is the future of music, you guys.
He puts his pants on one leg at a time, too.
it started with... What was her name? The vampire who did die from the werewolf bite. And that...
I don't remember. Because she wasn't important to the show, either.
Right, but it was, like, it was a great way to, like, introduce this idea of Damon as... having feelings.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, like, Damon with feelings is, like, one of the best things on TV.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure.
We were talking today, who knew how awesome that actor was?
Ian Somerhalder.
In Lost.
Yeah.
Like, Boone was, like, the most boring character on that whole show.
Yeah, worst Lost character since Nikki and Paolo. And an awesome character on the show.
So awesome that I kind of want to rewatch Lost.
Yeah.
Now that I love Damon. But anyway.
I also want to watch Tell Me You Love Me again.
He was on Tell Me You Love Me?
Yeah.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah, he was.
I don't think so.
He was.
I think you're wrong.
Look it up.
Nope, I think that I was DJ Danger Mouse.
No. It was Dave Grohl as a mouse. A weird mouse character.
Who had intimacy issues.
Yeah.
I would watch that show.
Yeah, me too. From the creators of Tell Me You Love Me.
But they're all mice. And it's also all like...
Combined with like
rock and roll stars.
Sex.
Yeah. Well, it's all it's mice with intimacy issues, but they're mice.
Right. What could it be called? Mice. Mice to know ya.
Yeah.
That was really stupid.
Or Tell Me You Love Mice.
Oh, rats. Not more relationship problems.
Oh, rats. I can't have sex. My big penis is too flaccid. If you haven't seen Tell Me You Love Me...
Spoiler alert.
That joke sounds gross, yeah. But it's from the show.
Yeah. Damon.
Tell
Back
me
to Damon.
You love... Jeez.
Whoops, I just
Mouse.
Dropped her dog. No big deal. It's okay.
She's fine.
Damon. So can we talk about the final cliffhanger
a little okay, bit? Well, okay, let's back up and
okay.
say, so I'm glad, I was wondering
You're
if,
glad that he's
I
alive.
Thought, I was, I'm glad Damon's alive. I also thought maybe Klaus and Elijah would just be at large for a while.
I thought so too.
But I don't know how I feel about them not being at large.
Well, the big thing obviously was that as part of the keeping Damon alive thing, Klaus's blood was the elixir to his werewolf
bite. To cure a werewolf bite, right.
And as a trade-off, Klaus has kind of taken Stefan in as his personal, like, do-bad-shit guy.
Right, so Stefan started getting all crazy with drinking human blood.
And, like, Stefan as, like, a bad guy...
is so scary.
Yeah.
And so much more interesting than regular Stefan.
And I was thinking,
he's kind of like Camille Grammer in, like, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, in season two, or whatever season they're on right now, like, post-divorce with Chelsea, or... Kelsey, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care about you anymore. Team Camille. But I love Frasier. But she's kind of become, like, really nice and, like, mild-mannered and, like, just wants to, like, get along with people and build relationships. Like Stefan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, she's boring.
Yep.
So
yep.
If you go back to the Camille of season two, when she was kind of cray-cray and kind of starting shit and... kind of everyone's out to get me, who was protecting you, no one, that's like Stefan on blood,
right?
And like, it's totally scary, but it's also really fun to watch.
Yeah. And like, for Stefan, I'm not like super into Stefan when he's just being like, I just want to build a life in Mystic Falls and hang out with Elena and constantly like hug her and whisper and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's still, like, that's a part of the show that I'm just not as interested in. But, like, him being bad, that's... I'm more into him as a character when he's, like, a badass.
Yeah, I agree.
Does that make sense?
And his eyes get scary.
Yeah, his eyes get really scary.
I'm really... Can I tell you a surprise emotion that I had during the show?
Sure.
I surprise felt really sad when Elijah died.
Yeah.
Like, when he killed... Because I liked Elijah as a character.
There's another character where he was...
I started to like Elijah as, like, an ally to our friends. Mm-hmm. Like, a powerful ally. And he's just... He's dead now.
Yeah, but remember how you can just pull that knife out and he'll be okay.
So do you think we'll see more of Elijah?
Well, so far, we have not ceased to see many characters who died come back. Let me rephrase that. Many of the characters who died on the show have found a way to come back.
That's true. Some by coming back to life, having daggers pulled out of them. Mm. Some by being saved.
That's already happened to Elijah once.
Right. Some by having magic rings. Remember the first time they killed... Was it Alaric?
Yeah.
Because remember we kind of thought Alaric was a bad guy? Because yeah, he was like hunting down vampires.
First of all, we thought he was a vampire.
And then I thought he was a werewolf.
Yeah.
They're good at psyching you out.
Yeah, actually very good at the...
Good job, writers.
Yeah, Julie Plack and Kevin Williamson, well done.
Yeah.
Great job with
I don't usually get psyched out, and I've been psyched out a lot in this show.
A lot of red herrings.
Mm-hmm. And so you think Elijah's coming back?
I think he'll eventually come back.
Speaking of coming back, the end of the show.
Jeremy came back from the dead.
Jeremy came back to dead, and
again.
Now he's... Okay, and now let me talk about the first ever grievance I have about, like, continuity.
Yeah.
And
they didn't really...
Vampire Diaries. Yeah. And if anyone out there... has seen this and has an explanation and wants to tweet at us, tell them how they can do that.
Yeah. They can tweet at us at Blogulator Radio, or they can tweet at me. I am at Marqualler, MarQualler.
And if you tweet at us a reasonable explanation, then we will include it the next time Qualler and Bridget podcast.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, so my grievance with continuity of Vampire Diaries is that Jeremy was shot by the sheriff, Caroline's mom, who knows everything, and was trying to shoot Damon, and he died. And someone said, no, he has his ring on, and someone else said something like, but it won't work because he's human.
Yeah, and the ring.
I didn't understand why the ring wouldn't bring Jeremy back to life. Because it's brought Jeremy back to life in other cases, hasn't it? And it's definitely brought Alaric back to life, who is also human. Was it because he was killed by a human?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I didn't understand. It kind of happened quickly. And it seemed like someone brought up the ring and someone else brought up why it couldn't work. But I didn't understand it all. So why couldn't Jeremy come back to life from or because of his magic ring? We know why he couldn't come back to life from Caroline's blood, because he was already dead. So he couldn't actually drink it. But why couldn't he come back to life from his magic ring? I get, like, in terms of the story, why he couldn't come back to life thanks to Caroline's...
Right, it seems a little, like, convenient,
because kinda. Then they had to do another fancy thing that meant goats are on the show now.
Yeah, well, and I want to talk about that
okay.
in a little bit, but go on.
So, anyway, he's dead. Ring couldn't save him. Another touching moment when the sheriff and Caroline were kind of hugging it out, and
yeah.
I really thought that she was going to pretend to hug her and then, like, stab her in the back with vervain or something, but
yeah.
She didn't.
The thing, and I honestly think the Caroline and her mom plot could have been more well-developed. I hope it gets more developed in season 3, because I thought the mid-season episodes where Caroline was telling her about being a vampire, those were kind of in your category, Bridget, of surprisingly touching mm-hmm. and moving and
yeah.
almost tear-worthy. Not quite. But close.
I actually kind of enjoyed the whole twist with Matt finding everything out and then telling Caroline's mom and Caroline's mom being out to get everyone. I like that was pretty much,
Oh, thank you, Carrie Reisler.
So you have to be killed by a supernatural being for the ring to work.
I see.
Okay. So it's not that Jeremy wasn't supernatural, it's that a super... Okay. It's that
Caroline's mom shot her.
That makes sense.
Whereas if it were a vampire that shot her...
Or any supernatural being killed you, then the ring would bring you back. Okay.
Thanks, Carrie.
Well, I no longer have a grievance.
Grievance stricken.
And Carrie's
Is
the winner.
Is that person wearing no pants? Nope, just a bodysuit. Sorry, Grammys are still on. Go on.
good question. Okay, so Jeremy's dead, and Bonnie needs to bring him back to life. There's another touching moment with the witches when she said, I love him.
Yeah.
Like when she's pleading with Emily.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, we're going to bring him back to life, but there will be consequences. Those consequences, of course, are that... some crazy ghost shit got unleashed or something. I don't know if we're going to find out that only Jeremy can see the ghosts, right? Maybe he's going to be like a channel or something for the ghosts.
All we know is that at the end of the season 2 finale, Jeremy woke up and suddenly he could see Vicky, who died really early in season 1.
And
Vampire Anna, who was... I really liked her in season 1 and was sad.
She's gonna be jealous as hell about Bonnie.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you don't want a jealous vampire ghost. You just don't want that.
It's horrible.
Trust me.
Horrible.
Trust me.
You thought women on...
Trust me.
Their special week was bad.
Their special week? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I immediately regretted it after I said it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Good.
Speaking of dead, Nicki Minaj is totally dead.
What?
On stage at the Grammys. And she's flying in the air.
Okay, so... that's
and
all
Lil Cool J is the host.
Oh, that's not weird.
Yeah.
He's wearing a beret. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I guess. How old is LL Cool J? He's got to be at least 57. At least.
Yeah.
So, prediction, season 3, go.
More ghosts.
Yeah, it's really hard to predict what's gonna happen.
I have no idea.
Because if you would have told
Maybe
me to
mermaids?
Predict... Right. And, like, the thing is, at the end of season 1, this is a perfect example of, like, the building upon its craziness of, like, how it's similar to Lost, is that Lost totally did that, because in season 1 of Lost... I remember being like, how did the guitar get in the tree? And being like really puzzled by that. And it's kind of the same where like on Vampire Diaries at the end of season 1, it was like, how did Catherine get out of the tomb? And now that's like totally low on my like holy shit list.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like Lost.
Who's going to win
Record of the Year?
It's not Katy Perry.
It's Adele. Of course it's Adele. Yeah, everyone loves Adele.
I'm so sick of Adele.
I find her music boring.
Yeah.
Pleasant.
It's very...
pretty.
She has a good voice.
Yeah.
And on headphones, it sounds very good.
But I like her dress, though.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah, I feel like it's impossible to make predictions. We're just going to have to, like, dig right in and start watching and hopefully catch up by... I don't think we're going to catch up by this Thursday, but maybe next Thursday.
How many episodes are there?
There have been 13 or 14 so far.
You think we can watch 13 or 14 episodes by next Thursday?
Okay, maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah, maybe a couple weeks.
Don't yell at me.
Okay. Come now.
Alright. Adele actually is looking good. Good for her.
What do you mean good for her?
I don't know. Sorry.
I don't know either. That was sexist.
Yeah, sorry.
No,
Wait. Foo Fighters were nominated for Album of the Year.
They're still making albums?
Yeah, they are.
Well, good for them.
I mean, Foo Fighters are fine.
Okay.
But, anyway. So Vampire Diaries. What were some... I want to talk about my favorite holy shit moments of season 2.
Your favorite holy shit moment of season 2?
Yeah. Mine was the episode where Caroline got kidnapped. And before I go into that, I just want to say Caroline as a vampire is way more interesting than Caroline not as a vampire.
Oh, way better.
And, like, she's probably one of the most awesome characters on TV now. Yeah. And especially the episode where she sang, what did she sing? Oh, she sang Eternal Love by the Bangles and then, like, totally saved Matt's ass, like, a little bit later by, like, being a total badass. Like, love you, Caroline. Anyway, my favorite holy shit moment of season two was that episode where she got kidnapped by werewolves.
Uh-huh.
And the way that they kidnapped her was they were like, hey, Caroline, boom, I just shot you in the face. Cut to commercial.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I'm just going to say. There aren't many shows where you can just, like, in the middle of an episode be like, we're going to shoot one of the main characters right in the face. And, of course, it's going to be okay, but why not?
Yeah.
Bridget, did you?
That was a pretty good moment. Yeah. I'm trying to think of mine, and I can't think. I this is going to sound lame in comparison, but I really liked when Elena surprise stabbed Elijah with the dagger.
Oh, that was awesome.
Because I
actually
didn't see that coming, and it was one of the first really times that Elena did something really awesome.
Yeah.
And that one just, like, totally took me by surprise, as it did Elijah. I also just really liked the Caroline turning into a vampire.
Yeah.
Because she's all perky and recovered, and Catherine comes up to her and is like, tell Stefan and Damon I have a message for them, and then smothers her with a pillow.
Mm.
And that was pretty cool.
That was awesome. That set the season off in a good tone.
Yeah. There were a lot of really good moments. It was a good season. I look forward to watching season three.
Mm, me too.
I don't know if there's much more to say about Vampire Diaries.
I don't think so.
Should we briefly go through the other sort of pop culture television phenomenon that we finally experienced a little bit of this weekend?
Sure.
And of course I'm talking about Downton Abbey.
Downtown Abbey. I mean, Downton Abbey. I mean, let's just call it Fancy Entourage. That was on SNL last week.
Yeah. Okay. Qualler didn't make it up. He's not that funny. We were at my parents' house, and we're like, you know what we kind of want to watch? An episode of Downton Abbey.
What actually happened was, a few months ago, I said, hey everyone, let's watch the show Downton Abbey. I hear it's really good. And everyone, what? I don't know, Mark's probably wrong.
Who's everyone?
You and your mom.
All your friends.
Everybody. And I'm like, I don't know, I hear it's really good. I don't know, old clothes, boring.
None of us said old clothes, you're the one who says old clothes.
I know, but... and then cut to a couple nights ago when I was just like, hey, let's put on Downton Abbey now. And then we did it, and go ahead, Bridget. What did you think?
It was fine. Yeah. I don't know. What did you think, Qualler?
I liked it, except that I was napping through most of it.
Yeah.
So
it was a really good show to nap to.
But, I mean, this is the pilot, so we watched
the first. I'll watch more. It definitely got my interest enough and held it throughout the episode.
Kind of British.
Yeah. It was pretty British. But there are some interesting fun twists and turns. I think it'll be a fun show to watch. We'll check in more. We're dedicated enough to watching at least the first season, would you say?
Yeah, and the first season is only 7 episodes.
Oh, okay, then we can definitely do that.
That's hardly anything. We've watched 44 episodes of The Vampire Diaries.
But The Vampire Diaries is awesome!
7 episodes of Downton Abbey.
Alright. I doubt anyone's gonna shoot anyone in the face on Downton
Abbey. Probably 100% fewer shots directly in the face.
Probably.
But
there will be some shots in the face in terms of biting wit. Or something like that.
Maggie Smith.
You old dowager, you.
Dowager.
She's been playing an old woman for, like, 25 years. Just an old woman, but she's been playing, like, a 90-year-old woman for, like, 25 years. She's actually 212 years old.
She's actually a vampire.
Yeah. Oh, good call. Wouldn't that suck to be made a vampire when you're old?
Yeah, that would be the worst.
Do you think you'd still be fast and stuff?
At least you could be a vampire, like, at least if you're a turned vampire when you're, like, 27, it's like, well, at least I can be in the prime of my life for the rest of my life.
27 is the prime of your life? Okay, if I were to be turned into a vampire, I would want them to turn me into a vampire age 20.
That's a good game. Like, what age would you want to be turned?
Because, like, I don't want to be, like, turned when I'm 17 or 16, like, yeah, the characters, because I'm still, like, oh, awkward.
I know.
But by the time I was 20, I feel like I was, on the one hand, pretty comfortable in my body, and on the other hand, still young enough to, I was hot. I was still hot. Is that, can we just call a spade
sure,
a spade?
Sure,
And the bodies hadn't started to fall apart yet, so.
Sure. Back to Downton Abbey, I think the main takeaway I had from the pilot was I really want a butler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good takeaway.
Is it?
I'm sorry.
I think that's kind of bad, actually.
Cut to the Grammys. Is that?
Diana Ross, yes.
Okay.
I think. A lot of plastic surgery.
I don't think.
No?
Is it?
I don't know. Boo,
okay, I'm confused right now.
Producer of the year.
I thought it was someone. I thought it was Whitney Houston's aunt. Is she still alive?
I don't know.
But that would be really.
I don't think
she wouldn't
would
be doing that, right?
Be like all smiley.
Right. That's what I was saying. Oh, me, Adele? Oh, I'm nominated for another thing. Oh, you guys.
Well, when Adele is up against Foo Fighters. Oh, Lady Gaga,
Lady Gaga.
Ever change.
I know.
She's wearing, like, a net against
over
her
face.
Where are these kids? Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars is a singer? I thought it was a candy.
It's a singer. That's Rihanna, I think. Yeah, it's Rihanna.
Is Bruno Mars a candy, too? Tweet at us if you know. Okay, so Downton Abbey, I don't know. I would give it like a solid B. What would you give it?
Incomplete because A, it's the pilot, and B, I slept through most of it.
All right.
I'm not going to give it a grade until I watch the first season, but I think
God,
it has a lot of promise.
I'm Adele. I won again. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, you guys.
Did I really win? I'm shocked.
I don't know why we're hating on Adele so much. I've got nothing against her.
Adele, to me, is totally like drinking a warm glass of apple juice. It's like, this is fine.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. It quenched my thirst, I guess. It's kind of sweet. Sure.
I guess it's better than just water sometimes.
Yeah.
I'd prefer a cold glass
of
apple juice.
I'm not craving it. I'll never crave it. But if it's in front of me, sure. I'll drink it. That is Adele.
So Downton Abbey, I guess we don't even have that much to say about it. Maggie Smith,
all we can
flawless.
Say really is we're watching it.
There are a lot of gentlemen in it who I thought were rip-torn, but Mark informs me that none of them were rip-torn.
You think everybody is rip-torn.
Just old British men who are
Can we talk a little bit about the first couple episodes of Archer season 3?
Okay.
Did we do that yet? It's really, really, really funny.
Yeah, we did, I think.
Burt Reynolds episode, though, great.
Yeah.
One of the best episodes they've done. And
so we're done talking about Downton Abbey? That was it?
I don't know. I thought you said we were.
Okay, let's just give our promise. Okay, I'm going to ask
it.
Two things.
Okay.
I'm going to ask one thing, I'm going to promise another. Is that
a game?
Ask one thing, promise another?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
It's time for a round of ask one thing, promise another. The thing I'm going to ask is the people out there on the Twitter who do enjoy Downton Abbey and seen more than one episode, tweet at us a reason to keep watching it. And then my promise is that I'll probably keep watching it.
even if they're
even if,
tweets,
yeah. So I guess that's a bad first round, but it's okay. An early stage of
it's
the
a
game.
Good,
it's
yeah, a, we're developing.
A question
it's
and a promise.
A developing game.
That was developing a question and a game. Promise. So I...
Question. Promise.
Question. Promise. QP. QP. That's a cute name. People will buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's lots of stuff happening. High drama. It took me, like, halfway through the episode to be like, why is that one woman not talking with a British, like, why does she have, like, a weird accent? And then it found, oh, she's American or something. Supposed to be American. So it's, like, basically the story of a family living in a house called Downton Abbey and something, 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 no heirs to the estate. And the Titanic happened, and I was all, Leonardo.
I know, I was waiting for them to be like,
I was all, good reference, guys.
Jack and Rose.
Right. But nobody knew Jack was on the ship, Mark.
Oh, Qualler. Yeah. My relative Rose survived. I wonder if she was able to make it with her fiancé.
And they didn't know that Rose survived because they thought that she died.
Oh.
And she assumed Jack's lost. Did you watch the movie?
I don't remember that. By that time in the movie.
Well, anyway, Titanic and the two heirs that they had, the closest heirs, who were already, like, second or third cousins or whatever, they died and...
Oh, go away, Paul McCartney.
And then,
Sorry.
Yeah, there's some daughters, and there's some servants that got it in for some people. There's the servant, the new valet.
What? Why do they say valet?
I don't know, because they're British. The new valet with the, hurt knee, and he walks with a cane, and everyone's like, it's shocking because he walks with a cane, and I'm trying really hard to put myself back into, like, 1911.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high society England, and it's hard. But, because I'm all, you can't fire him because of the cane.
But hello, I guess again, laws. Human resource laws.
But, yeah, where's our human resource person? This is terrible. This is just terrible.
These working conditions are awful.
But, there are a couple moments already where it was really touching. I think that's going to be a good character. And then the husband, the main guy, he seems like he'll be a good character.
I think that's a
The wife from America seems kind of horrible, but she'll be interesting. And then the drama with the daughters will be good.
I think that's a good sign that you already have a lot of things that you thought were good moments just in the pilot.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, it's not a pilot because
it's a
mini... But
none of them are, like, young and sexy. How come they're not young and sexy?
One of the women is kind of pretty.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I missed it. I'll try again.
The one who's, like, on TV Guide, the cover of TV Guide this week.
Is she one of the daughters?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I hear that, like, World War I gets into it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Even though the Emmys and the Golden Globes seem to think that it's a miniseries because it's on PBS.
The secretly, but it's not actually a miniseries. Gay valet. He was cute.
Yeah. Cool.
That'll be fun. Watch as it unfolds, us watching Downton Abbey.
Yep.
I think that about does it.
Yeah, I think we gotta wrap this thing up, Bridget.
Yeah, I think the Grammys could take a cue from that.
Yep, they are way over schedule. Unless they... Do they normally end at 10:30?
I don't know.
That's...
What time do they
start? Pretentious of you, Grammys. 7, I think.
Mm.
God.
That's cray-cray.
We could have gone, like... You could have cut, like, 10 minutes out of that rave part.
I literally feel like... Paul McCartney has been singing for 7 hours.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. And the sound is turned
off. Cool suspenders, Paul.
Watching the Grammys with the sound off is kind of fun. And just speculating about what they're saying.
He's definitely singing some old sounds.
He's definitely one of those older men who is starting to look like a woman.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
They're showing this drummer, like, way more than anybody. It's like, hey, random drummer who just happens to be playing drums with Paul McCartney.
Maybe he's someone. Is he in the Foo Fighters, maybe?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't need the piano. He's just standing up. He's a showman.
Yeah.
He's a real... God, stop showing the drummer.
What?
I don't know.
Now he's doing a little dance. Now he's doing a little grandpa dance.
Sake. Oh, remember the Beatles, everyone?
Is he left-handed?
Yes.
Oh, is that like a thing?
Yeah.
Is it like a thing that everyone knows?
That's a defining characteristic
this
of Paul McCartney.
This just in, you guys. You heard it here first.
Oh, you see,
Paul
it's also...
Paul McCartney is left-handed.
Is that... Oh.
Is that Ellen DeGeneres?
Dave Grohl, the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, see, like, Dave Grohl is fine, but, like, he's definitely not, like, on the same level as Bruce Springsteen, for fuck's sake.
Since when are you a Springsteen fan?
The spring scene is awesome.
Wow. All right. We got to wrap this up. We got to end this.
I'm sorry.
We've got to end this and figure out a way to start watching Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
The way we've been watching Vampire Diaries, the first two awesome seasons, are thanks to Netflix streaming, which is also one of our sponsors.
Yes.
If you don't subscribe to Netflix, there's a way to get a free 2-week trial and to support netcasts such as ourselves and the other awesome shows on the Fancy Pants Gangsters Netcast Network.
Yes, you can go to bit.ly/blogflix, check out the website, subscribe for 2 weeks for free, and after that it's only $7.99 a month, and you can watch an entire 2 seasons of The Vampire Diaries and plenty of other awesome stuff.
Like Downton Abbey.
And
for
Cheers.
For example. And the Grammys.
And thankfully not the Grammys.
Oh.
Oscar-nominated documentaries that I still have to watch.
Yeah, Oscars are coming up.
Good
Stay
stuff.
Stay tuned.
Woo!
All right. This has been Bridget.
And Qualler.
Thank you for listening to us ramble about the Vampire Diaries.
Combined with the Grammys.
And some other stuff happened.
Yes.
And it's good that you listen to us because our opinions are valid.